At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing today?
What's up?
Now, there's a lot that has happened. A lot. First thing, the fuck is up with Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, bro?
It was a sad fight to watch.
Bro, I couldn't stand it. Bro, Jake had a reach on him, size on him, he had speed, you know.
Age.
That's something I don't think, it shouldn't have probably happened. Especially with Mike's conditions that weren't released until afterwards, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, hey, Mike got through it. So.
And he seemed to be in good spirits.
Yeah. I mean, they said he was tripping before the shit. So.
They did. I did see that.
he was enjoying life. He was having a great time. I even called it. You can ask K-Dub before we found out.
He did. He did call.
Yeah, it was crazy. Now, Jake Paul, bro. I heard some stuff about him possibly accepting, like, something from Devin and Haney, something like that. He's a decent boxer. But, I don't know, man. I just think it's a fight that probably shouldn't have happened.
It shouldn't have. It really shouldn't have.
Now, I'll tell you something I think is great that happened. A few players this week have destroyed it, man. Darren Fox being one of them this week. He just had a crazy game. Props to him, man. Going out, going crazy. Giannis as well. Dude, Giannis dropped 59, I believe. So, that's crazy. Giannis went crazy, man. Absolutely. And LeBron, where he had that streak of like four games, triple-doubles going on.
The NBA has just been like going crazy. Everybody's just
Wimby with a 50 game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And can I tell you how happy I am to see Jimmy Butler dropping a 30 point game again? 30 points, 11 rebounds, and 7 assists, 5 motherfucking steals. My man was on the fucking shit, bro, on the Pacers, man.
He really was. He was cranked out all into it.
Yeah, he cranked out that win for sure. Bro, and in that same game, Bam also dropped 30 points with 11 rebounds. So, that's pretty fun.
It's a really good game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to see how the UFC event's going.
Oh, UFC? Yeah, no, there's a huge fight tonight. John Jones.
Versus Stipe.
John Jones got right fourth. No offense to Stipe, all props to you, man. You're a great fighter and all, but John Jones is gonna wipe you. How do you feel about John Jones and the Tom thing?
I don't know.
You think he would fight? You think they're gonna eventually fight?
If Jones doesn't retire as soon as this fight's over, then yeah.
Is that the active fight right now?
Yeah.
Oh, word.
It just started.
John Jones is on his ass already beating his shit. What's up?
It looks like he wants to end it early.
John Jones said, come here, man. Let me show you something.
Just put him in the ground and pound him from the start.
Yeah, he said, I'm gonna get on Stipe, and I'm just going to body, dink to the face. That's crazy. John Jones is the pound-for-pound one of the best fighters we've ever seen, man. So,
flipped his camera on accident.
Oh, man. you.
Dude, live streaming this on Twitter because I ain't feeling like finding it.
Yeah. Hey, man. Don't hate. Yeah, no.
I can't believe bro just flipped his camera and it was just his whole face for a second. What? Any other NBA games looking up?
Oh, yeah, no. There was a lot of good games that actually went on. One that I wanted to go to, because I wanted to give a shout-out to somebody that normally is on a trash-ass team. Fucking Cam Thomas, 43 points, man. You know he does this a few times a year.
He just randomly shows up.
Yeah. He just randomly shows up, drops a fuck ton of points, and then like, hey, whatever, I'm out. But on the other
Stevie
side,
is just taking a bunch of elbows.
Oh god. Stevie, hey, bro, elbow combos. Thinking the hell out of shit.
Bro. He got hit with like six in a row for a second.
Hey, he piecing the fuck out of him. Oh, no, but what I was going to say is on the other side of that, I will say that Brunson fucking also dropped like 37.
Now, Brunson's a good player.
Yeah. But, like, Cam Thomas, you know, not the same level player as
Brunson.
Oh,
yeah, no, not even close.
Still, great game. Great game for both of them.
Absolutely. It's just...
Sorry, I'm watching him just beat the...
Just more ground and pound.
Stipe is just over here taking elbows to the face. I think this is about to
I don't think Stipe has breathed for a second. There's a minute left in the round.
Yeah, Stipe's like, if they make it through the end of this round and Stipe is not, like, knocked out, bro, Stipe is not going to want anything.
It's probably going to be an early rounds finish. What the fuck is...
Stipe can't stand it, bro. Look at his face. He does not want hit anymore, bro.
It's just been a relentless flail of elbows.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Stipe is just getting the shit beat out of him. John Jones is just on top of him, fucking man. Oh, my gosh.
He's been on... Jones has been in top position for 3 minutes and 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Jones is dominating. I caught it before we even looked at him. And I told you, dude, Jones is that guy. Jones is crazy. Elbows.
Jones is going crazy.
I think he survived the round. He survives the round.
Yeah, he survives the round, but damn, he is fucked on the head. He took a beating to the head.
It could be an early second round.
Oh, yeah.
And for sure, for sure.
He's won, man. Sure. Jaren Jackson dropped 32 points against the Warriors.
I know the Warriors barely ended up winning that game because of a bunch of ref calls at the end. It was a 24-point game, and then they just stopped getting... Like, they just got a bunch of fouls called on them, and it ended up being, like, a 5-point game at the end of it. But it really was never a close game during the actual game. The Warriors had the full advantage in that game the whole time. They were just an all-around better team that night. I don't know about in general. That's debatable for whoever wants to debate it, but I don't give a fuck. Eat a dick type shit.
Bro, what the fuck? Bro, why are the Raptors and the Celtics going in OT? The Raptors being 2-12 this season. Literally one of the worst teams in the season, bro. Like, they have the complete opposite record. Celtics 11-3. That's why are you going OT with them? I don't care if you're winning in OT right now, but you're up 3.
The Raptors just have some, like, standout player?
That's crazy.
RJ Barrett?
Yeah, Jason Tatum hit a 3-point buzzer beater and won. That's crazy. Damn. He was a 1 assist away from a triple-double. RJ, hey, Barrett, though, had a triple-double. 25 points, 15 assists, 10 rebounds. He was trying to get it.
He wanted to win. He probably just wanted to upset, like, the number one seed in the East.
Yeah.
Well, they're not the number one seed in the East right now. Cleveland is, but...
Yeah, that's because Cleveland's on some crazy shit. Donovan Mitchell been on it. I ain't gonna lie, Donovan Mitchell been hustling.
He's improving his trade stock for sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%, man. And, I mean, don't overlook people like Jared Allen and them, man. Jared Allen has been averaging, like, a double-double for, what, like, 4 seasons?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he's out there doing the work, man. Mobley, too. Mobley hustling now. You know? They're a solid team, and they have depth, you know? It's not just one player that can go out, score, and do some plays. You know, it's a whole team effort, and you have a player that excels, you know, like Jonathan Mitchell, to pair with a nice guard, having Darius Garland. I think Darius Garland is a great playmaker. Damn. You know John Jones wants to beat the shit up. I'm just watching. Ooh. I guess, yeah. Stipe coming at him. Stipe wants revenge, bro.
Still hasn't hit anything critical, but, I mean, seems like the round's slowing down now.
Yeah, well, John Jones is in control. That's why he's in the middle of the octagon. He's backing him up. He's trying to work him. Look at that slip. That was a nice slip by John Jones. Yeah, look at that kick. John Jones just closing the distance, feeding him in. Stipe don't want none, bro.
He knows he bit off more than he can chew.
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%. Stipe right now is fuck me. Fuck me, fuck me, fuck me.
Absolutely. Did Buddy just get hit? Buddy might have just got DMCA'd.
Oh, man. No, but after Wimby had the big game, though, like, today, he didn't play.
He didn't play at all today?
Yeah, he didn't play. He had a right knee contusion.
Probably played too hard.
Yeah, and he probably just had the big game, and they just wanted to rest him, I'll be honest with you.
100%, that's probably the case.
Yeah, they want to keep him healthy. Good way to look out, man. Even if it's just that he, like, had some...
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
Soreness is knee, I 100%. Dude, say something. Get him out. Just give him a young player, you know?
Yeah, just give him a game to rest because, like, they probably see how the league's treating Embiid and they're like, yeah, left knee contusion.
Yeah. And I mean, the Spurs are in a spot like it's not going to crazily hurt them, you know, if they catch another loss. It would help them better because they're right in the mid zone, you know, they're 6-8. They needed something to put them over for that middle ground, you know?
Yeah.
Get up in the positive and then start gaining. Same thing with the Mavs that they just recently lost to, 6-7. So I think just like having Wimby out really fucks the Spurs. That's who they rely on.
Absolutely. They don't really have anybody whenever Wimby doesn't
play. They use a motherfucker named Zach Collins? Yeah, Zach Collins. Fucking 20 points, man. That's who their score was. I mean, you had a few 10-pointers in there, you know, 13, 12, whatever you want to say. But kind of just mid-work, you know, having to pass people.
It really is.
I mean, but Clay had a weird game. It looks like he was 4-7, 1-3. He only played 18 minutes. So, like, maybe he's coming off the bench now. I didn't get to see that game.
Maybe, yeah, or he just wasn't hot and they benched him.
Yeah.
Sat him early.
I mean, nobody really played a crazy amount of points. Besides, you know, Luka had 28 and Kyrie 28, but that's still not a crazy amount, you know what I mean?
It really isn't. That's relatively tame.
Yeah. It's really low for star players. Some star players average like 30 minutes. And normally Luka and Kyrie are about those players, you know. Normally last season, I believe they were pressing for some of the most points per, I mean, most minutes per game. Because Kyrie, he had 22 points, but like, you know, if he was just kind of shooting okay, you know, why not let him try to chuck up a few more?
Fuck. Yeah.
It couldn't hurt him. I mean, they were up, obviously. Because it was 110 to 93, so they probably had a comfortable lead most of the game. But
yeah, they had to have. I mean, it's almost predictable in some regards. Like that game with the Mavericks. Wemby sits out, Mavericks are decidedly the winner. Just right there, because
that's your main player. Most of the time, like, that, those, but sometimes those are the games like that'll surprise you. Some people step up.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Those are the moments like those role players or those bench players get that time to shine.
Yeah.
That's when you get to show, hey, maybe give me a few more minutes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I mean, Zach Collins probably good. They're gonna look at him like, hey, you got 20 points. Good shit.
I could definitely see it.
Maybe we throw you an extra 2 minutes. So, like, you never know.
Some slight.
And if Wemby is out next time, maybe they go to him again. Maybe they go to him again. But I know something we didn't mention was LeBron, where he passes John Stockton.
4 straight triple-double games as well.
Yeah, he had the 4 straight triple-double games, but he had the 5th all-time in regular season. 1,505. That's a fuck ton of games.
It's longevity for you.
Fuck ton of games. Bro, how long have you been playing basketball?
24 years, something like that.
Facts. The dude is old as shit. And he's been out here putting in the work with these triple-doubles.
He's probably actually been playing basketball more like 30, 35 years his age. Well, not like 30 years would make sense.
I mean, because he played it. Yeah. I mean, hell, he could have played it since he was, like, 5, technically.
Yeah, really, for sure.
I didn't really look into it. But, like, it sounds like something that most basketball players would do. Most people play ball growing up. Half and a half. I mean, we play ball. Don't play ball now as much. We occasionally do.
It's cold outside.
That's true. I don't like the cold. Fuck the cold.
It's not just, like, cold. It's cold. Like, it's bad.
I hate
cold pains.
I do too. That's crazy. That's a high scoring game. The Cavs. The Cavs today had 144 point in game, and I think this is the game where they had 49 points in the first quarter, which was a franchise record. By the way, that's insane. 49 points.
Those are crazy numbers.
That just kind of goes back to it, man. Like, the Cavs this season, like, they really are showing out. Like, Donovan Mitchell's comfortable now. We should have seen a little bit of him last year, but, like, he really wasn't, like, truly there, you know?
Yeah.
This season, they're showing that, like, he might be a real contender.
Absolutely.
Like, out of shock, too. Like, I'm not going to lie. I before seeing them actually get into the season, even when they were on a hot streak, like 4 or 5 games ago, I still didn't think it yet, you know. But like now, I'm starting to see it. I'm like, dang, the Cavs are on some shit.
No, like, the Cavs really have just been like trying. Like, they've been proving everybody's assumptions about them just wrong consistently this season,
dude. And I mean, like, rightfully so. They're going out and putting in the work. I mean, we see Darius Garland and like tonight, 29 points. That's pretty fucking nice.
Yeah.
And Darius Garland's normally the type of guy that might give you, 15, 20 points and then dish out the ball.
Yeah.
He still dished out the ball. Yeah, it's not assist, but, like, normally he'd just be dishing out the ball. He skips on his opportunity. He stepped back because he wanted everybody else to score.
Yeah.
Bro, he scored. Donovan Mitchell scored. Jared Allen scored. LeVert scored. Like, they had a lot of people that went in and put in the work this game.
Everybody played basketball.
And this is what it shows when everybody shows up. I mean, this is what they're capable of. Jared Allen, 24 points, 10 rebounds. That's Jared Allen. He normally gives you about 15 to 10, but tonight he showed up. He gave you the extra 10. He got to 24.
Yep.
Bro, and then, like, LeVert, bro, he definitely normally, like, your 10 to 15, you know?
Yeah.
He's a little inconsistent, you know, ever since he got on the Cavs. But the 22-point game is nice. I like to see LeVert performing like that, especially when sometimes, like, they don't play him as a starter. Sometimes they play him off the bench. Sometimes they play him in. But normally he's off the bench for him. He's their off-the-bench scorer. So, I think it's great to see him performing, because that means, like, their bench played well.
Yeah, it absolutely does. My thought just left me as soon as I went to say it. That's tough.
Busted a quickie.
It's not coming back either. That thought is gone. It is gone.
100%. But no. I also want to say a huge shout out, guys. Before the podcast, I looked at it, and we are at over 60,000. I'm going to make a post as well. Huge appreciation, guys. Love it. Keep it going.
Beautiful numbers. We appreciate you guys.
Anyway, bouncing back, I wanted to jump into actually playing a little bit in Fortnite, because the new season's out, of course, different, and we have Salty back. I like Salty.
I've played one game of it. I won that one game, and I probably won't play another game of it until next season.
I've played a few games with a buddy of mine named Ryan, and for most of the games, pretty nice games, not gonna lie. Enjoyed it. Not terrible. It doesn't feel so sweaty though. But I haven't played rank. Have not dipped my toes in rank. Do not
want to. I haven't either. I probably won't. I'm really just waiting for Fortnite OG next season again. I'll probably play with that a little bit.
Fortnite OG. I just like, bro, I've always liked Salty. Like, getting to go back to places like that. I love to go. And I just think it's like, it's fun to use some of the older guns sometimes.
They're just more,
bro, I gotta use a
flare responsive.
Gun. I was getting like 100 and 120 damage with flare guns sometimes.
Yeah, they really do be slapping.
Yeah, bro, they do a lot of flare damage. I keep it on me because if somebody boxed in, like for example in a vault, bro, I spam that in there like 2-3 shots in, and then like they now have 60, 80, 100 damage off of them, and then it's me and that them fighting, and I got full health, 200 health. Come at me, Brody.
Real.
You laser down. Good night.
Real shit.
So like, I'm enjoying it. But I definitely can't wait for OG to come back. OG is going to be something I want to sit down and actually get to grind it.
This season's just felt really, like, really rushed mid. It felt like a filler season, which it was.
It was. I mean, it's here for, for temporary. I mean, why else would they only have it so short, you know?
I think John Jones won his fight.
Oh, word.
Oh, he knocks him out.
Oh, I didn't get to see.
You will now.
I told you, man. John Jones, beast. Kick. Drops him. Oh, he's trying. Hook. Punch. Face. Pound his face. And he's out. And he's out. He's out. And John Jones, legacy fighter.
I think he kicked him, like, right here.
Bro, spun and kicked him, bro.
That's a tough. That's
yeah. No. Stipe asked for it. Don't step in the ring unless you want your ass beat. Now, like, I don't know. This Tom guy could be a fun fight, but I still would see John coming out in the very end against Tom, unless he like randomly
shot. Yo, what the fuck was Michael Chandler doing? Charles Oliveira just wouldn't let go. He would not let go of Michael Chandler. So Chandler just started dropping him. He gets up and does this shit again. Pure, just relentless, probably anger at this point. Anger and adrenaline.
I'm gonna be honest with you, bro. I'm gonna put one arm around the neck and lock it on the back of my neck. And I'm gonna take my other hand and beat the shit out of him while he's doing it. If you wanna fucking slam me, I'm gonna put you out.
Michael Chandler tapped. With 2 seconds left in the round, I think.
such a stupid fight. That's almost as stupid as the fucking the Tyson fight last night.
No, it's more
entertaining. Definitely more entertaining, but the outcome was kind of stupid. I mean, he probably won all the rounds. Charles Oliveira is just a better fighter than Michael Chandler would ever be, but still, Michael Chandler should have just, you know, held out for those 2 seconds.
Stuck on my wiener.
His nuts are stuck on his wiener, apparently.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. My balls were, like, clung onto my wiener.
Casual things.
I had my wiener tucked on my leg, and my balls happened to get down the same pants leg as my wiener. So then they were stuck together. And I was like, hey, no.
Sebastian's cock and balls were stuck to his thigh.
Well, normally, bro, I'm not going to lie to you.
Pissing him off.
What I do, I normally put my balls on one leg.
I mean, that's real.
So that way it's not, they don't stick.
That's real.
It's like less friction.
Especially if you're wearing like tighter pants. I say tighter because we don't really wear tight clothes.
I was about to say, bro, I'm wearing joggers right now.
Like, these look tight on me, but they stretchy as hell.
My shoes are tacky. Kind of flop.
Real.
Dude, I've been over here. Listen, guys, I went to the vape shop today. And I got this new juice here. It's called Pod Juice Blue Raz Lemonade. Yes, yes, yes. Whatever. Hate me on my flavor if you don't like it. I haven't got to hit it yet, because what I have in it, in my tank, is not empty. I've been trying to chief it all day. I'm almost done. I'm almost down to the bottom. Look how close I am, Kato.
Yeah, you really have gotten far.
It was like almost a full tank, and I had to like chief it down to like.
There's not much left to go. If you really wanted to, you could crank your fucking voltage up and have it gone.
Right, yeah, 100%. 100%. I'm going to have it down by the end of the night. And we also have these home mounts that I'm about to tag. They're pretty chill. Is any audio feedback? I think a little bit is. I think one of them just died in your hand, too. Yeah, guys. Remember, sometimes you gotta relax. Take it easy. Kick back. Hydrate, man.
Speaking of, I'll have only taken one sip of this water in 2 hours.
Nah. No, I mean, like,
shit.
There's still so much going on, like, currently, man.
The election happened.
Yeah, yeah, the election happened, man, and I mean, there's also, so, like, we have holidays coming up, man.
Forgot Thanksgiving was coming up, to be honest.
Dude, did it.
And it's like, I don't really have a family, so I don't really celebrate it.
Well, I'm on Atlanta, he's not your family, apparently. It's kind of shanky.
You already know damn well I'm not going to go to Chris and Marlene's for Thanksgiving dinner.
No, definitely. I wouldn't. Yeah, you might go, show up in a turkey outfit. Randomly have a butt flap, turn around, open your butt flap, moon them, and
literally last Thankssiving, anytime they did anything and had to include me in any way because Anna wanted to include me in some way because I'm her older brother, it was a problem. Like, they didn't want me to feel included, which is fine. I'm not their child, and I'm a grown-ass man.
Yeah, fact.
Care about your stupid petty antics. I'm not your 12-year-old. Stupid bitch.
But I'm going to be honest with y'all. Are you taking my baby juice?
I'm looking at it. I haven't looked at this yet.
I was like, hey, man. But no, guys, I just want to say, go check out the socials. Of course, we got TikTok rolling on. We're going to be here soon, setting up a few things so we can get some videos up on YouTube for y'all, so y'all can get some visual as well. So definitely keep chiming in. I want to try to push maybe by the end of this month. Around, let's say, I would love to get like 8,000. I would love to get 80,000, 85,000 downloads by the end of this month, guys. But I think y'all have been crushing it. And, like, we're going to keep doing our thing. We're going to keep letting some things out for y'all listening to. Kind of keep tuning in.
We'll be here.
Of course.
Every week. Unless one of us dies or something.
Yeah, and then, I mean, like, if so, I hope the other one, like, tries to do something with it still. I'm not gonna cap with you.
I feel like it might take a brief hiatus for a while.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you might have to take a break for a moment, but, like, I'm not gonna lie. If you die, I'm gonna flop my cock on this thing for a little while, and, probably, I might, like, just randomly cry on this.
I will this, the equipment to you.
Put
all the equipment in my will to you.
Nice. So what am I gonna do with two setups?
Sell one.
No. I'm just gonna. I'll run both setups same time.
Just use whatever PC I have built at the time as a streaming PC, or if it's for some reason stronger than yours, take it.
Amen.
Oh, I just ripped my jeans away.
On the desk?
It got caught on my foot.
What?
I don't know.
He just had his foot in his jeans.
I don't. I mean, it was already like.
He's talking about on his knees.
Over ripped. Yeah, no, it's like the knee hole in my jeans. This one's already like ridiculously large, and it has been. It doesn't look this large whenever I'm walking because my knee's on the inside.
Your right knee now looks like the whores everybody talked about from high school. Always, bro. Down there, flopping like little tiny Viennese sausages in the hallway.
I got a burn on my thigh. Yeah, ditches.
That's where you burn shit.
Yeah, bro, I mean, leave me alone.
It's okay.
Hey, burn the fuck out of myself.
Take care, and tune in next time.
I can't believe I just ripped my jeans more.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.